Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We have news from the past today. This is from Mrs. Charles Navarre, who is located on the Columbia River at the mouth of the Navarre Coulee and at the foot of what is now called Knapp's Hill. Mrs. Navarre said, "Mrs. Ignatius Navarre and myself were the first white women to go to the head of Lake Chelan. Our party consisted of two Navarre families. We took a rowboat, and it took us 12 days to make the round trip. Those living at Sunny Slope, Antietam, and Chelan had to go to Conconully to complete their transactions. A considerable population had developed at Lakeside and Chelan, and in 1898, a young man living at Chelan became a candidate for the state legislature from Okanagan County. He was one of the young pioneers who had helped to develop this section up to that time. His name was M.E. Field, and through his efforts as a member of the 1899 legislature, an act was passed providing for the creation of Chelan County." The story pays tribute to the late M.E. Fields. The story mentions other old-time residents of the lake area. Among the first three commissioners appointed was Spencer Boyd at Lakeside, C.J. Trow, who was appointed auditor and made Chelan his home. There was H.A. Graham, county treasurer, and the father of Mrs. B.F. Little of Lakeside. Frank Keller, the appointed sheriff, was from Stehekin. And Major Lindsay was a newspaper man in Chelan. The act creating Chelan County was purposely very carefully drawn. It had to be acceptable to Kittitas and Okanagan counties from which Chelan County was to receive population and land. In the provisions of the act, a census taker was to ascertain if there were 2,000 residents in the new Chelan County and if the new boundaries would leave 4,000 in each of the other counties, Okanagan and Kittitas. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.